Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to the baseball underboot. One more little thing here before we move on to Aaron Rodgers. There's no news on Aaron Rodgers,
no.
By the way. It's like the Aaron Rodgers non-news. It's like the Brett Favre thing.
It's unbelievable. He just needs to sign in Minnesota, and that the circle will be complete. And, well, that and defraud the poorest people in America out of several millions of dollars and then become a political douche.
Okay. Some commentary there.
Yeah. Dude, Brett Favre can get bent. That is a horrible human being.
We surprised the... So the A's are in Sacramento now.
Yes.
They're playing in that minor league stadium.
Yeah. And they don't want to be known as the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's or the Sacramento A's. They just want to be known as the A's.
Are we surprised they didn't sell out their opener?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
That's not a very good look for Sactown.
Well, but...
It's only like 14,000 people in that city.
I understand, but if you're in Sacramento, were you an A's fan? And I don't mean... They're not staying there. I mean...
Well, I think they want them to stay there. Fisher, I mean, they're not, but...
I mean, Fisher has... And John Fisher, by the way, the owner, he has done a better job of alienating a fan base, a proud fan base. I literally can't recall something quite like this. I mean, there is no goodwill left for that team anywhere, let alone in Sacramento.
So they drew 12,192.
Yep.
The capacity is 14,000. And I saw John Lund, the former fan host, John Lund.
Yes.
Tweeted out, somebody sent him a receipt for 2 16-ounce beers and a bag of nuts.
How much?
Guess.
So 2 16-ounce beers, bag of nuts. I'm going to go $12 on the beer, so 24, bag of nuts, 10, $34.
$51.13.
Well, there you go. I mean.
In Sacramento.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
At a minor league stadium.
At a minor league stadium.
John.
How Major League Baseball doesn't force him to sell. Someone needs to get that guy on tape, which is impossible because he never speaks. They need to get him on tape saying that he doesn't want his wife sleeping with like black guys or something. Like pull a Donald Sterling, get him out of there. Because you're telling me that in Vegas that's going to be any different? That he's going to go to a town like Vegas that's built on opulence and spending money and he's going to operate any way other than what he's done for the however long he's owned that team? I feel bad for A's fans.
Black Don?
Whoa. 51 or 54 bucks.
Yeah, they're trying to get the Tampa guy to sell.
Yeah.
It is a good question. Why wouldn't they try to get the A's guy to sell?
I don't know. I mean,
that guy does whatever he wants.
Find me someone that is more toxic right now to a fan base than Fisher is to the A's. And now you're asking him, do we know what the ticket prices are to get into that ballpark?
I don't know.
So for two beers and some nuts, you're $50+. If that's the concession prices, I'm assuming the tickets are expensive too, and you're going to a minor league stadium. No wonder you're not selling that thing out. You're gonna have 5,000 people watching that crappy ass team.
This says ticket prices for A's games vary. As of Tuesday afternoon, tickets for Wednesday night's game against the Cubs range from $77 for a spot on the lawn to $277 for a seat in Salon Club seating, which is in the 200 level.
So to sit on the lawn, I'm assuming that's in the outfield, to bring your own blanket and sit down, you're going to charge $70?
$77.
Dude.
And 20 cents, too. Couple dimes.
To the people of Sacramento, dude, tell that guy to go take a flying F.
Seats in the box section in the 100s range in price from $117 to $167.
Shocking.
How about that?
Shocking.
No wonder they didn't sell it out.
Yeah.
Did you see where they're doing their press conferences?
Yeah, they built like a... What is that?
Tough shed.
Yeah, the Four Seasons Landscaping. Giuliani's having a press conference there, too. Yeah, they put up like a tough shed, like a... You see these at golf tournaments, you know, where they put up the tents... To just house different things. That's what they're doing. Like that thing, they're having all their press conferences there this year, and they spent a grand total of probably $200 to construct that thing. Everything about that organization
is
ridiculous.
It's a tool shed. Like, it's not like the tents. Well, I mean, it kind of looks like the tents like at golf tournaments, but those tents at golf tournaments, those are big tents.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people in there.
No, this thing is small.
This thing is tiny.
Yes. It's tough shed sized, but with that white kind of tarp that you see on those golf tents.
It's crazy.
The whole thing is embarrassing. And if you're Major League Baseball, at what point is enough enough? I mean, the NHL did this. The Coyotes in Arizona got locked out of their building, didn't have a place to play, eventually ended up playing at Arizona State's club team's arena that I think housed like 5,000 or 6,000 people. And he didn't want to sell. And eventually the NHL just said, no, dude, we're done with this. Like, enough's enough. F you. You're out of here. And they sold them to Utah. So I don't care that they're moving to Vegas, but why Major League Baseball lets that guy continue to own that team is beyond me.
The other thing they're saying is that the A's, while they only want to be called the A's, they're not embracing Sacramento. A lot of people in Sacramento were really excited that the A's were coming there.
Yeah.
And they were greeted with Vegas logos everywhere. Apparently he's put...
Everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place.
So just letting the people of Sacramento
say, yeah,
know.
Yeah, we're not staying here. Just so you know,
yeah.
Vegas. It's crazy. And they said that the tool shed that they're in doing press conferences,
yeah.
$6,000 at Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's
not a bad deal.
I guess that's more expensive than I thought.
Hey, you got to pay Brent Rooker.
Well, and they signed Severino. So, I mean, that was his whole thing. When they signed Seve in the offseason, they were like, see? Told you once I could make some money, I'll spend. No, he won't. Dude, that thing, he's going to... Do we even know, by the way, if Vegas is going to build that stadium? I don't think there's a shovel
it's
in the
not,
ground.
It's torn down. Like,
yeah.
So this is right across from the illustrious old Hooters Hotel. So when I was over there in the summer, it's all torn down, but
they
nothing is,
it.
Like, built.
They're hoping to... Well, no, they're hoping to break ground this summer, they said.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people keep talking about how, oh, it's not a done deal. It's not a done deal. It's a done deal. They're going to Vegas. They just, you know, it's going to take them some time to build the park.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, they play in front of?
Well, they had 12,000 there the other night.
It was below 10, I guess. I'm looking today. So each game it has gone down. So now they're saying the announced attendance right around 10,000 today. And if you look at the photo of the ballpark during the game, there is no way that that is 10,000 people.
So how long before they're drawing 1,500 in Sac? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought Sacramento would be crazy for them. You know, Major League Baseball. Like, imagine if the A's came to Portland.
I'd go.
I'm over it.
I don't know, man. If they came here,
they're playing the Cubs tonight.
If they came here, and the Vegas logo is everywhere, and I got to deal with that owner,
it's baseball.
I know.
Though.
Look at this. By the way, this is they just finished batting practice, so this is like what 20 minutes before the start of the game. That's the crowd in Sacramento.
Looks
today.
Like a minor league game.
It looks like a minor league game.
And that's the Cubs, the Cubbies,
yeah,
the mighty Cubbies.
The only reason I go to those games is to watch the other team. Not going to see the A's. And it would bother me because then I'm putting money in that guy's pocket. I'd like to think that I would have the...
Yeah, I'd go.
I'd have the fortitude to say no, but, you know.
I'd probably get season tickets.
At $176 or $75. That's the other thing. If I was going to that game and then... You told me I had to pay $75, which means it's $100 with fees. $100 to go sit in the grass outfield? $100? I don't think so.
That's actually 110. I just looked up their prices for their April 7th home game.
So 110.
That's 110 to sit.
To bring my own blanket and sit in the outfield. The worst seat in the house is $110.
What if they give you a blanket?
It's a $110 blanket.
Yeah.
You're telling me how
many... some baseball on the side.
All right, we're both big baseball guys. If Major League Baseball comes here, me and my buddy, we're going in on season tickets. We'll buy, you know, we'll split them. I'll go to 30 games. Easy. If they came here, the A's, right? And they're doing we're going to be here for 2 years. And it's $110 to sit in the outfield. Realistically, how many games are you going to?
Oh, I don't know.
Three?
Depends on the weather.
Two?
One.
But if the tickets were $35, I think you're going to what, 15?
Probably more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do this with the Mariners and
it's chicken.
I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting around. I go to probably 6 Mariner games a year, 5 to 6. And it's kind of a pain in the ass to drive up, but almost always what happens is it'd be sitting around and my buddy was like, hey, do you want to go up to a Mariner game? And the first thing we do is go look and see what an outfield seat will run you. And half the time, it just comes down to that. If we look and you can get something in the right field, those three sections in the right field, you can get you something usually in the first 5 to 6 rows. It's awesome if you can get your feet on the outfield wall. And all fees included, you can usually grab one of those depending on who they're playing. Obviously, it's not, you know, if they're playing the Yankees or if they're playing the Dodgers or someone. But let's say it's a random team, they're playing the Guardians. You can usually sit out in that outfield seat for $30. You can sit out there for between $30 and $40. You can get a seat down one of the baselines for probably $45 or $50. And you're like, all right, we'll go. But I'll tell you right now, if I look at that and it's $100+ to sit in the outfield, me and my buddy looking at each other and being like, nah, we're good. I mean, price has to be included in this. And then you throw in, think about that, $110 to sit in the outfield. So for you and your buddy, you're into it for $220, and then two beers and peanuts were $54?
$51.
$51.
13 cents.
So for two beers, peanuts, and a ticket.
But they call it Home Run Hill. You can sit on.
If you want to get real, like, cheap with the Mariner games, you buy an up-top ticket in the 300s, and then you're going to have to stand, but you can go and stand in that bullpen area.
Yep.
You could probably get in there for $10.
And under most circumstances, too, sitting underneath the scoreboard, you got to see. You can't. It kind of sucks because you can't see the scoreboard. But if you don't care about that, you can sit in center field underneath that thing. Same thing, $15. And they're not bad seats as long as you know, there's no replays. You can't watch it. That's the crappy part. But yeah, $15, $20 under most circumstances. And these D-backs are charging $110 to bring a folding chair.
So
get bent.
I have a graphic of 2024 revenues for each team. And then 2025 payroll and tax for each team, because they pay luxury tax in baseball.
Yeah.
So we have that broken down by payroll to revenue percentage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In other words, how much money, the percentage of their revenue that is spent on payroll is the best way to say it.
Yes.
Do you care to guess? So do you care to guess where the A's are?
Well, it's got to be dead last.
They are not dead last.
Really?
Percentage.
Percentage.
I think
wise.
Chicago is, right? The White Sox?
They are second to last, the White Sox. The White Sox have a payroll of $87 million, but they bring in $277
million. Okay.
Add in the taxes, you're looking at 31.6% of their revenue is spent on payroll.
Okay.
For the White Sox. That's second to last. The only one worse than that is Miami. Mm. Miami only spends 27% of its revenue on payroll.
Well, and they're historically cheap.
I mean, they bring in $317 million, which is way more than the A's.
Yeah. When they have a new ballpark, no one likes it, but...
And they only spend $86 million on their payroll.
So you can look at the cheap teams, the Marlins, the Rays, maybe the Rockies.
The Rockies are a little higher than you would think.
Yeah.
At $142 million payroll, their percentage spent on payroll is 44.7%. Which is 18th in baseball.
The Mariners are in the high 20s, low 20s.
Of what? What do you mean?
Of that list.
They are 16th.
Oh, they're higher than I thought.
Yeah, they're right in the middle. The Mariners, $379 million in revenue.
Yeah.
$175 million payroll.
For all the talk of the Mariners being cheap, and they are, their payroll is never terrible.
46.1%. So they're dead smack in the middle. They're right there with the Braves. Braves, same percentage.
And the Braves are smart. They locked up all their guys to long-term deals. So who am I? The Rays, then. It's got to be the Rays.
What do you...
You said, like, the
last?
Last.
I said Miami is
oh,
last.
Oh, Miami's last.
Yeah. I was asking where the A's are.
Oh. I mean... How are they not right down there near the bottom?
They're 19th.
Are they really?
$257 million in revenue, which is last. That's the smallest amount of revenue in the league. But they spend $111 million on payroll. They don't have to pay luxury tax. So they're at 43.4%.
Is that just this year? Because their payroll has been way cheaper.
Like I said, it's 2024 revenue and 2025 payroll and tax.
Yeah.
So, yes, they added some guys this year.
Like I said, I know
they paid Rooker.
Well, and Severino got a decent-sized deal from him because in the past, some of the A's payrolls have just been ridiculous. I want to look at, like, I'll look at.
Well, also, isn't, like, their revenue way down because all the A's fans were like, we're not going to games?
Yeah. Like, so, I said, their revenue's last in the league.
Right, so some of it is because of the choices that they made, why they get to kind of fluctuate some of those numbers.
But they're still only making $257 million a year.
By the way, a couple years ago, their payroll was $31 million.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
$31 million.
So you know who's number one? They spend the most, the highest percentage of their revenue on payroll.
Mets.
The New York Football Mets.
Yeah.
$444 million in rev, $400 million in payroll.
Yeah. And they have an owner that has said that he doesn't care. He is.
Yeah.
That guy has more money than he. I love it. He doesn't care. He's there to spend and he's there to win. He just doesn't care.
Number two?
Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers.
Yeah. I saw
Do you know how much money they bring in?
Oh, with their TV deal alone, it's the best TV deal in all of baseball.
So your Mets had a revenue of $444 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers, $752 million in revenue last year.
It's a whole other thing.
But their payroll is $549 million.
I believe
73%.
I believe I saw that today that their luxury tax bill is $399. Yeah.
Luxury tax is $150 million.
Yes.
But
yeah. Overall.
I mean,
yeah, they're just like, whatever.
They don't care.
You know, but, and I know that sucks to be a small market team, but look, as long as these are the rules, I am so thrilled that the Mets have an owner that doesn't care. And he's like, I'll spend the money to win. And by the way, the Mets aren't going to win anything. I mean, they're not that good, but I don't know. Juan Soto, 700 plus million. Cool. Pete Alonso needs to come back. Cool. You know, he paid all that money to Scherzer and DeGrom. He's willing to spend. And after having the Bernie Madoff years, it's great.
You know what the dirty little secret in baseball is right now?
What's that?
Work stoppage.
Oh, because of this?
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's the salary cap thing.
Yeah.
It's a big topic. The players don't want it.
Nope.
And it's going to cause it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering when that will be, it is supposed to be after next season. So next fall, buckle up.
I can see it because, like, what the Dodgers are doing, I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of even mid-market teams. They're going to look at this and be like, we can't let this happen.
What is the wait for Aaron Rodgers about? That's next. Here's Will.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sad. Buck is not sad today. He's out of Bandon and the weather's nice.
It's 60 and sunny, right?
I don't know about 60.
Hope he hits his ball into the ocean.
Let's take a look.
Damn Turkish bathhouse, Buck.
It's hard to hit it into the ocean at Bandon.
You can do it on
you Pacific. Can hit it on into the sand. You can hit it down the hill, but like getting all the way to the water.
No, that's true.
You're not getting it out there.
Do you think anyone has like just picked up Buck's ball and started playing with it?
What? What do you mean?
Wasn't that a story that you had where someone started playing with your
that
golf
was at
ball?
Fairway Village. Yeah.
You think they did that at Bandon?
I would like to think the protocol at Bandon is slightly better than that at Fairway Village. I will never forget that. My ball that I can't find that I was looking for, and it just comes launching over my head onto the green. Wait, is that my split Shrix on there? What are you talking about, bro?
53 and mostly sunny. Blue sky.
I don't want to wish ill on Buckley, so.
I don't either.
Go get him, Buck.
I'm proud of the man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Taking that vacation time.
I don't know what we're waiting on with Aaron Rodgers, but it's annoying. Because he's obviously going to Pittsburgh.
There's just isn't another option unless, again, he wants to sit around and wait for someone to get hurt, which I suppose you could do, but.
So, the owner came out and said, oh, yeah, it's all heading that direction. What are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume.
Because
he's working out with DK Metcalf.
I mean, come on.
I honestly don't know. Maybe they're working on contract deals. I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is trying to get more comfortable with what sort of offense they run. I do know from listening to people, Aaron Rodgers has a very specific idea of how he wants his offense to be run. And I don't think that Pittsburgh's going to acquiesce to that. So maybe there's some of that. Maybe they're just. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to see what it's like to be around DK Metcalf and George Pickens, which are not the sort of receivers that Aaron Rodgers traditionally likes to work with. I don't know. I really don't. I will tell you that I think if he ends up in Pittsburgh, I think it will end in disaster. I don't think he's going to be happy with the O-line. I don't think he's going to be happy with the system they plan. I think he's going to be very unhappy with the two receivers he has. So that, and he just isn't a guy anymore that elevates an offense. He's not. Aaron Rodgers can still play in this league. He's a good player. You saw that in the second half against with the Jets last year. He can still throw the ball, but he is no longer an elevator. He needs to be a guy that is a cog. He's Kirk Cousins. If Aaron Rodgers were on a good team, which is why like Minnesota makes sense, if he was willing to go do something like that with a really good offensive system built around him and he played in the structure of that offense, I think he could be successful. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to do that. I don't think there's any real teams out there that want to bring him in on that. So whether he goes to Pittsburgh, whether he retires and just walks away and goes into the darkness, or he waits around for someone to get hurt, This isn't Tom Brady or Matthew Stafford, or even, I guess it's closer to Peyton Manning at the end for the Broncos than it is anything else. So maybe that makes sense, because Manning was probably statistically the worst quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl with that Broncos team, but he did it because they had a generational defense. So, I mean, I don't know who that is that would welcome Aaron Rodgers, but I just don't think he has a lot of options, but Aaron Rodgers probably has a hard time accepting reality.
Would you rather have Kirkers or Rodgers right now?
I think I'd rather still have a Cousins. You know, and he was hobbled last year. But again, go back and look at him at the start of the year. It wasn't all that bad. And then he kind of suffered some injuries. But I think I would take Cousins. One, I think he will continue. I think he will be better than last year because of the coming off the injury. And I think Cousins is more inclined to play in the structure and offense, and he's not going to rock the boat the way Aaron Rodgers is. I just don't know. I don't want to bring that into my locker room. The only way you bring that in is if you are just desperate and you. That's why I thought the Giants made some sense. The Giants are going to get fired. Like their GM and their head coach.
The whole team?
Well, their owner came out and said basically everyone is on a short list or a short string. They are going to get fired unless they do something. So I think the Giants made sense because there was a desperation in the air. But it sounded like Aaron Rodgers didn't want to go there.
Yeah, he's not going there.
So
they're not going to win.
No.
So he doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what Pittsburgh does if they don't get Rodgers, though.
They don't. There's nothing.
So they have to.
Well, I mean, you could.
They're stuck now.
You could get involved in the. And Cousins is available to be had.
Hey, they're saying Cousins is going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
It might be.
They spotted him at a Chipotle in Ohio.
Well, and because now there's some. You know, the idea was that the top two picks had been settled in Cam Ward to Tennessee, which is all but a done deal, and then Shador to Cleveland. Well, now, again, take it for what it's worth. A lot of scuttlebutt saying, dude, the Browns don't want him, and they're saying that the Giants may not want him either. So all of a sudden, that opens it up. But I find it hard to believe that Cousins is going to be on that Atlanta roster. So if you are a team that's looking for a quarterback, or even if you are Cleveland and you draft Shedeur Sanders, I think you do a lot worse than bringing in Cousins and letting Sanders sit for half a year or even a full year and kind of let him process. Because that's a guy that's going to have to learn. He's going to unlearn a lot of things. One, his ceiling isn't as high as some of the other quarterbacks that have come out in recent years. Shedeur Sanders is not an athletic freak. He does not have the biggest arm. He's not a great athlete, but he's a solid college quarterback that processes things real well. He has a S ton of bad habits, and they're not his fault. He just played in a dog S system where he has no pocket presence. He bails out backwards because he's played with no O-line and no run game. So he's going to need to go to somewhere and really actually learn how to, he's going to have to retrain himself how to play. And I do think a place like Cleveland that can commit to running the ball and having Cousins there, I think that could be a valuable tour. So even if I'm Cleveland and I draft Shedeur, I would still like to, if I could make it work, get involved in the Kirk Cousins thing and let him sit. Sanders will be a guy that benefits from sitting for a year.
All right, I thought of one other question, but we're going to have to carry this over.
Yeah. And someone asking, by the way, on the, like, Rodgers or Geno Smith, I would take Geno Smith 1,000 times over right now than Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
Geno's the top 15 quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I can't get behind that. we'll wrap this up next on The Fam. Yeah, we're talking about Rodgers. What are we waiting on here? I think it's so stupid that he's out there throwing balls with DK Metcalf, and we're not to believe that he's going to Pittsburgh.
I would assume. I mean they're
come on.
I don't know what the holdup is, but they obviously have interest because Mason Rudolph is not the answer. Aaron Rodgers doesn't really have other options, good options. Pittsburgh is a good team. With Aaron Rodgers, you can make the argument they're a playoff team. I mean, every year they're a 500 team. Mike Tomlin doesn't allow it to be any worse than that. So, you know, Rodgers makes sense there. What the holdup is, I don't know. Talk to Aaron. Is Aaron Rodgers, has he ever done anything in the last 15 years? Has anything ever been clean, easy, and efficient?
No, it's messy.
It's just not what he does.
Dwayne is in on the text line. He says, Aaron is going to announce that he's playing for the Steelers on April 9th. Pat McAfee is doing a live show in Pittsburgh on the night of the 9th. Mm. No proof, but that's my prediction.
That makes sense.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, Pittsburgh isn't a bad organization. They're just not. So
when's April 9th?
It's surprising.
Oh, that's next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's surprising that they're going through this. Like, if this was, like, Cincinnati or, I don't know, Cleveland, Arizona, I mean, those are bad franchises. I mean, for God's sakes, did you – the Bengals, one of their chief executives, Katie Blackburn, came out and crapped all over their only good defensive player today. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said that – Trey Hendrickson, who, by the way, is 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years, first team all pro. She came out and basically said that he needs to be happy at a lesser number and that it's on him to be happy at that number. I mean, my God.
Well, that's how the bean counters think.
They are just that is a joke of an organization.
Here's the question that I thought of. Better division for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes, Herbert, Knicks, and Geno Smith.
That's really,
or
really
Jackson,
good.
Burrow, Kirkers, and Rodgers. If they went to the Browns and Steelers,
it's still the Mahomes. I mean, obviously you're trading youth for experience, but I mean, you have the best quarterback in the game. I think Herbert is ascending. I think he's going to do real well there with Harbaugh. Knicks looks. I think there's a ceiling on where Knicks is going to be, but I think Knicks has a high floor. And then I just, you know me, I think Geno is criminally underrated. That's just a hell of a division there.
So you have two teams you have to get a quarterback for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Mahomes and Herbert or Jackson and Burrow?
Oh, Mahomes and Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. That's tough. I just, again, as much as I love Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow is phenomenal. I mean, Mahomes is different. He just is. It's the greatest start to a career in NFL history. Realize that guy in 7 years as a starting quarterback, the worst that he's ever done is getting to the AFC title game.
Yeah, but you have two teams.
I know.
And you don't have two Mahomes.
Well, I'll say this. Jackson and Burrow greater than Herbert, it would take me 2 seconds to pick either one of them over Herbert. But Mahomes is another level, and Herbert behind those two, it's a gap, but it's not a giant gap. It's not. And I'm as critical on Herbert as anyone. I think sometimes he gets a free pass, and I think we're always trying to elevate quarterbacks into that true elite status, and he's not there, but he's right behind it. I mean, there's not many elite quarterbacks, but Herbert is right in that second tier, and Mahomes is in a class of him. He's in a class by himself. As much as I love Lamar and as much as I love Burrow, they've never won jack squat. I say the same thing about Josh Allen. And Mahomes, all he does is win. All he does. I just wish Joe Burrow, if I could wave some pixie dust or like my magic monkey fist.
Did you just call him Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow. I want Joe Burrow out of Cincinnati. What? If I could move one player off a team, I would move Burrow out of Cincinnati because I think he is being wasted and I think he will demand his way out. Carson Palmer did it. I think it's a matter of time, and I think his career is going to be wasted. If I could move him to a situation, I guess you can't move him to like the Chiefs or something, but if I could move him to an organization that I have a lot of faith in, Pittsburgh, if I could move him, if I could trade him to the Chargers for Herbert and make that switch, if he could end up in a place, I don't know, you know, maybe Tampa and have him there. Because Tampa's not an elite team, but in a place like that, I think Burrow would have a chance to really make his mark as one of the great QBs. And I think he's going to go down as a really talented guy that played on a bad team with a bad organization until it was too late. He will be the Matthew Stafford of his generation. And hopefully towards the end, eventually someone has the mercy to get him the hell out of there, end up in a place like LA, and he can have the Stafford resurgence and go win a Super Bowl.
Well, we've put it off too long, Jace.
I know. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Batman is dead.
No, Michael Keaton's still alive. Although Adam West is dead. Wait. Is Adam West dead?
Adam West has been
Adam
dead.
West is dead.
I thought he just died, though. I don't think he's very dead.
I thought he died like 2020.
No, super dead.
Really?
Yeah, 2017.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
super dead.
Remember when we had him on?
Yeah.
Didn't we have him on?
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago, was it? Did he die right after our show? Did we kill him?
He's been dead for a significant period of time.
When did we have him on?
Is dead, because Batman is either Adam West or it's Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton, very much alive. Adam West dead. Val Kilmer, not
George
Batman.
Clooney, dead.
Yeah. He's the worst of all the Batmans.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
We have lost.
Ben Affleck's solid.
Val Kilmer.
As Batman?
Yeah. I didn't mind his Batman.
And we will discuss it next on The Fan.